Hey, 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 Radio Laurier. How are y'all doing today? I'm Lucas Galukas, and this is my show, Spectrum Music. We play indie rock and indie whatever else every Wednesday night from 6 till 7. This week, it's new stuff, as it's been ages since I've done that. Usually I tend to do new stuff every 3 or so weeks. I think it's been, let's do a quick count here. It has been, oh, it's been 3 weeks, okay. It just felt longer. Oh, no, it's been a month. I've miscounted. Anyway, let's get on with the show here. Starting off, I'll be playing a brand new Big Thief track, UFOF. I've kind of liked Big Thief in the past. I think I've played them once or twice. But they really have expanded their sound here. You'll see what I mean when you listen to the track here. It's a lot more... It's really well produced on this track, and it's just a lot more expressive, I find. After that, we have an artist I just recently found called Julia Jacqueline. She released her new album, Crushing, recently, and the track Pressure to Party is a favorite of mine off it. Again, a real big Courtney Barnett vibe. She is an Australian rocker similar to Courtney. And even in theme, though, the song is literally called Pressure to Party, which is something that Courtney has talked about in the past, too. And then finally, we have an artist called Feels and their song Awful Need. Just some fun old indie rock here, so enjoy these next few tracks. And those are our first few warmer tracks there. Let me just adjust this here. Sorry, one second. Perfect. A little loud today. As I was saying, if you're just tuning in, you haven't missed too much so far. We've just played a few tracks, but this show will be up on the Radio Laurier website in the next 2 or 3 days. So make sure to stay tuned for that. This is Spectrum Music if you missed out on that already, and I'm Lucas Galukas. Let's get on to some news here. Unfortunately, Mark Hollis of Talk Talk has passed away the other day of unknown illness so far. He was 69 years old, and if you don't know anything about the guy, it's quite an interesting story, his band Talk Talk. They started as like this cheesy, fun synth-pop band in the 80s. Had some pretty big hits and all. But they went in the opposite direction of sellouts. They actually went really experimental after... starting with their third album, they kind of did some crazy stuff, and then was their fourth. They were just opposite direction of a sellout with their album Laughingstock, followed by Spirit of Eden. Two phenomenal albums. He was the genius, the front man behind the band, and it's quite tragic. It's got me thinking I might do a post-rock theme next week in honor of him. Plus, it's a theme I haven't done before, so that'd be interesting. TikTok, the awful, cringy music, video, I guess if you want to call it service, is being forced to pay $5.7 million to FTC for trial privacy law violations. Apparently what happened was, they were, taking information of children under the age of 13 and selling it, which you can't do. That's illegal. Whatever, that sounded funny. Sleep has announced the tour, the stoner metal band. It's pretty exciting. Their last album was really good. Before we get out there, we're gonna get into a bit more of an electronic section here, with Health and their album, their track Strange Days, 1999. It's off his new album, and it's weird because I find this album's not being praised at all, but I really like a lot of the tracks off it. Then we've got Panda Bear. With a track called Cranked, also off his new album. Pretty solid. Really like this album. It's weird from him. Very different than what he's done. Although it still kind of has that waviness that he has to his music. Then King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard are back with a more electronic synthy take on their music. They still got that proggy, that garagey sort of sound they have, but they take an 80s neo-wave take on their track Cyber Boogie here. And then finally we got Tower of Glass by Ladytron, which is just some fun synth pop. Nothing else to say there about it. So enjoy these next 4 tracks. And we're back. If you got any requests for the show, you can hit me up on Instagram at Lucas Galukas. That's Lucas with a C underscore G-U Lucas. And yeah, any sort of request, such as a song request, a theme request. My girlfriend, who has been nonstop texting me during this show, asking for requests to talk more. So I'm doing that right now. There you go. Shout out to her, and shout out to her dog, Cassie. Anyway, we're going to play a few more tracks next before we get back to talking. Up next, we've got a more hip-hop-based segment, starting with Health Again, actually, who doesn't usually do hip-hop, but is doing a instrumental here for JPEG Mafia on this short little track here. Very awesome. We have Caesar Vase and Ghostface Killah. They put an album out recently, which is sweet. I gotta go check the rest of that out, but this track, Face Off, is awesome. And Madlib is back with Freddie Gibbs on a track. And this one's such a fun track. I gotta check out the rest of the album too here when that comes out. But judging by it, we could get another album on the tier of Madvillainy, at least instrumental wise. It'd be hard to top MF Doom's lyrics on that album, but we'll see. Anyway, so enjoy these next three tracks. And we're almost done for here today. Great show so far. I got a bit more news before we wrap up, though. Kate Bush has announced a rarities album, which is very exciting because I don't believe she's released anything since the 80s. So we'll see what we get out of that. I mean, I'm sure there's tons of people excited for new Kate Bush material. R. Kelly has been charged for 10 more sexual assault allegations, blah, blah, blah. It's expected. He's an awful human. We've known this for years. He's finally getting it. He was officially arrested. We'll see how he does in court. Hopefully, he actually gets jailed this time. And then finally, news-wise, real estate. The fun indie, pop, rock, whatever group. Bit of dreaminess here and there. Released a really good album a couple of years back. Appeared in some Flat Earther documentary. Their track Horizon, which seems kind of ironic they chose that song. Real estate didn't allow that, though, so I smell a lawsuit coming. Yeah, like, you can't just use someone's track without permission. Come on now. Anyway, we got a few more tracks coming up here. Last three for tonight. We got Boyfriends by a Broken Social Scene. Very fun, cute track by the group. Then we have a new Choo Choo track off the new album. Apparently it's a phenomenal album. I haven't got to it yet, but that's what I expect from Choo Choo. Amazing artist. With a Girl with Basket of Fruit. And then finally, Super Organism did a track for the Lego Movie. Glad they're blowing up. They're fun. This weird little indie pop group. I haven't actually listened to this one yet, but I just saw Super Organism, and I've liked all their other stuff before, so why not throw it as the finisher for today's show with Hello, Me and You. And these are the last three tracks of the show. See you in a bit.